Bleak Expectations by Mark Evans. Volume 3, Chapter the First. A Lovely Life Re-Kippered Again Once More.
Are you quite yourself, Sir Philip?
Do I not sound it, Severin?
No, sir. You sound happy.
Yes, for my daughter will shortly arrive with my new grandson, whose existence elicits oohs, ahs, and that happiest of words, ooh, goshy, ah, bliss.
And your son-in-law, Sarkwill, is to hear the next part of your life story.
He is the fly in the ointment, the dead rat in the vegetable soup, the pig and shellfish surprise at the kosher buffet.
Mr. Sarkwill, sir.
Where's my daughter and grandson?
I hurried ahead of them so I might have a rest.
A rest?
Having a baby is so tiring. All the feeding and crying and vomiting, and then there's the baby to look after.
That is why most children should be like comets, seen very rarely and from a great distance.
Lady Lily and a tiny person, sir.
Dear grandson. What? Boy's a coward.
Oh, no. No, Father, merely hungry. You can tell by the nature of the cry. Also, by the way, he has put on a napkin and is perusing a wine list.
I shall unpack the feeding equipment, dearest.
What is that ridiculous device?
Oh, well, as you know, babies feed from the breast, if you'll excuse the expression. Alas, it is against all laws of decency for a child actually to see a breast, if you'll excuse the expression. Hence this, the telebreastinator.
One end is attached to my milky bosom, the other to the child via a tube.
Then he feeds while Lily sits in a cupboard wearing a sack on her head and reciting passages from the Bible.
Do you have a spare cupboard, Father?
Use the one marked Good French Things. It's completely empty.
Ready?
I shall attach the food mask to the child. Then start the lacto pedal.
Milk away. Oh.
And while the child feeds, shall we continue your life story?
We shall. Should the device make that sound?
Oh, merely the normal workings of any telebrestinator.
Very well. My story is one of sorrow, tragedy, and... It should definitely sound like that, should it?
Oh, almost certainly.
Ah, where was I? Sorrow, tragedy, and... that doesn't sound right to me.
Well, it is. See, the pressure gauge is at red for safe. And the safety whistle is at full volume. And it has exploded. All quite normal.
It's raining milk.
The child's favorite weather.
Your imbecile device has left milk all over my floor.
Well, soon you shall have a delicious cheese carpet.
Leave that infernal machine alone. Just sit still and listen. Last time, you heard how my evil ex-guardian, Mr. Gently Benevolent, returned from the dead, and I, Pip Bin, thwarted his attempts to conquer the world with his Martian army. You also heard how I married Miss Rightly Fecker. She bore me a daughter named Lily. Six more children followed, also named after flowers. Daisy, Violet, Filipendula, Ulmaria. Purple one with white bits whose name we've forgotten. And our two sons, Chris, short for Chrysanthemum, and Brian. Named for the now extinct Brian Plant. My own schooling had been incredibly harsh. And rather than see my children suffer similarly, I purchased a magical wardrobe and shoved them through the back of that instead.